to the Be Ninjas podcast, where you get an all-access pass to see what happens behind the closed doors of a fast-growing global bookkeeping and financial reporting business.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Be Ninjas podcast. On today's show, I'm joined by Av, who has actually recently become a member of the Be Ninjas team. Welcome, Av.
Glad to be here, Meryl.
And you're doing this interview from the Gold Coast, where I'm located as well. And are you enjoying your time on the Gold Coast so far? I know it's pretty hot at the moment.
Yes, I am. It's quite a beautiful stretch of Australian coast. And there's a lot of, we've been exploring Burleigh, which is where our office is and around that area. So my wife and I are definitely enjoying our initial impressions of the Gold Coast.
That's good to hear. We're yet to get you out in the surf. It's a Be Ninjas tradition to at least try and convince new team members to go for a surf. So we'll check back in with you in 6 months and see if we've got you out there.
Yeah, I'm keen for it. But like I said to you earlier, I'm not the best swimmer. So let's keep away from the sharks.
So I was really excited to do this particular episode. You've previously run businesses yourself. And the theme that I wanted to cover in today's episode was the move from entrepreneur and running your own business to intrapreneur, which is coming into the Be Ninjas team, but in applying those entrepreneurial skills that you've built through running your own businesses. And what does it actually mean to be an intrapreneur, and how does that look for Be Ninjas? But before we dive into that, let's get your backstory. So can you give our audience just a little bit, some background about what you've been working on over the last 5 years.
Yeah, sure. So essentially, if we go back 5 years from today, I was, so I actually had a business before, well, 5 years ago. I was running a Facebook ad agency with a co-founder at the time. We ran that for a couple of years, didn't make any money from it. It was one of these situations where, pretty common, I guess, but not spoken about so much, is the business itself was generating revenue, but the owners were not pulling a salary from it. Okay, so after a couple of years going hard at that, we just made the call to say, look, we really need to work out how we can do this better. I made a decision at that point in time to just split, you know, with my co-founder, and we were headed in different directions anyway. Like, I'm more of a social entrepreneur, I suppose, and he had different motivations and goals, and life goals. All right, so I wanted to travel more, and that's essentially it's what I did. I actually took off a couple of months and went overseas. I attended a huge conference in Portland, Oregon, in the US, called World Domination Summit. And that kind of re-sparked my desire to give entrepreneurship another go, but I wanted to do it a different way. And when I came back to Oz after that trip, I came back with a mindset of entering an organization and essentially what you're calling an entrepreneur, doing that, right? So I actually joined one of Australia's largest co-working communities at the time, Hub Australia, and then went on, joined that team as their marketing lead and managed campaigns across the three locations they had across Australia, and did that for a couple of years. And before leaving that role and then starting what you know as Simple Creative Marketing, which is a content marketing agency, creating blog posts and long-form content and that kind of stuff. And then that led to, after doing that for about a year, and that started off with I know you did a previous episode on the seven-day startup methodology and how Bing just started off with a seven-day startup. SEM was started the same way. All right, 7 days, let's see if we can get a customer. I was able to get a couple, and you were one of the first. And then that led to 12 months or about 18 months later, me launching a virtual CMO. For those who are listening, who don't know what that means, it's a virtual chief marketing officer service where I essentially was the marketing, sort of the outsourced marketing manager for various organizations or small businesses. And I did that for another 12 months before deciding to give it a break. It wasn't working. The model wasn't working because I wasn't one of these digital nomads floating around, you know, the earth with my wife. And it was a bit of a challenge to make that particular service work. So I cut that out of the business, focused on content with a couple of core clients, and then made a decision end of last year to sort of with my wife to settle down in one location. And then really just have a go at working with an organization that, again, I resonated with, had similar values, had similar goals, and the opportunity to work with Beanie just came up, which was just brilliant because we wanted to be, on a personal level, we wanted to be close to the water, to the beach. And then on a professional level, you know, just a great organization. I've worked with you and the other team members before. I know all about the organization and have just admired and respected the journey, and really wanted and could see that I could add value to the organization in its next iteration.
And what was your thought process when you were making the decision to change direction and wind back the virtual CMO service, and then to ultimately look for a role with a company like Bee Ninjas?
Right. So yeah, that decision was quite tough. Because the CMO service was actually the most profitable service in the business at the time. And my thought process was, look, a couple of things needed to happen. One was we were looking for stability in terms of our lifestyle. And we had been traveling for 18 months. So we're at a point where we wanted to, and I hear this a lot with nomads, is that there's a stage where you kind of hit a wall and you realize I need to be stable financially, emotionally, in terms of your social network as well. And we just wanted to be, and also in terms of your work, you know, your work or your vocation. And so what I was looking for was an opportunity to leverage all these skills and the network that I had built over the last few years within an organization with aligned values and a, you know, a similar mission, where I could actually lend my skills and my ideas to that organization. And that was the beginning, I guess, of my search for such an opportunity. And thankfully the Bee Ninjas opportunity really came up within a few weeks of me getting very clear on what type of organization I wanted to work with.
And something that really stands out to me in hearing you describe that journey is that you must create space in your week to have time for self-reflection, because I know of many different business owners who go for years without really stopping to reflect and think about what they want or what their why is and what brings meaning to their life. And so it sounds like you've been constantly reflecting and then adjusting as you live. And I was wondering how you learned that skill, or if there's any frameworks that you're using or ways to create space in your week to create that time to reflect.
Yeah, that's a great question, Meryl. I'm quite introspective, and I've developed that. I'd probably go back even when I was working in corporate, you know, and the way that I learned to manage my stress from the job, and, you know, I was doing up to 60 hours a week back then. and one way was to, I actually got into sort of spiritual, I'll call them spiritual practices like meditation and yoga. A few years back, as a sort of birthday present to myself or a gift, I went and did a 10-day silent Vipassana retreat, which is 10 days of silent meditation, for those who don't know what that means. And then I just continued the practice. I don't do hour-long meditations or anything like that. It just really comes down to going into nature. It could be a park, it could be a beach, you know, whatever it may be. And just, you know, giving myself some, like you said, what you call breathing space and headspace. Was referred, another one of my mentors recommended an app to me, which is called One Giant Mind, which is a great meditation app. For a lot of people, it's hard to access meditation as a practice because they don't like sitting down or they don't understand what it's all about. And One Giant Mind just really breaks it down in a really nice and concise way. And it takes out, it kind of removes the woo-woo from it and gives you the science behind it, which I like.
Yeah, me too.
And that worked for me. Yeah. And they just do, you start off with a 12-day meditation challenge, if you will. And it's like, you know, 15 minutes per day for 12 days. And once you've done that much, you pretty much, it's easy for you to keep going.
Yeah. Good. We'll jump back into the story. So you'd gone through this thought process and identified that you wanted some more stability. You wanted to to be in the one place with your wife, and then you started the search for a role. And so did you have some criteria mm-hmm. about the kind of role that you were looking for? And can you talk through what that process looked like in terms of defining what you wanted and then ultimately ending up with the job at Bee Ninjas?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things you learn as an entrepreneur is that for me, I learned this very early on. I'll go back maybe 7 or 8 years when I was living in Canada on my own. I learned that it's very hard for me to work in a structure that has authority where I'm not the authority. which might not sound good to anyone who's like a superior, but what that actually means is I work best when I'm in an environment where I'm actually given the opportunity to make key decisions, right? And at the same time, that comes with responsibility. So if you're going to make decisions, you have to also take the consequences if you can't deliver on those things, right? So for me, it was a case of just sitting down and going, okay, so what are our life goals, for the next five, even the next couple of years, and I had this couple conversations with my wife around this. We had a sort of one day in Japan where we took out all the post-it notes and just really had 30 different post-it notes and ideas and on what we were trying to build together in terms of our life. And then I always had the sort of foresight, I guess, to that whatever I was doing for my career had to work, help support that vision, right? So in terms of what company I wanted to work with, I looked at, okay, I needed it to be flexible in terms of the way that we work. And that means location independent, but also time. So not necessarily tied to the 9-to-5 rigid structure that larger organizations might have. Because I think I've learned when I'm more productive, my creativity is at its peak before lunchtime. So I'm an early morning riser. I get up around 5 a.m. most days. And then if I'm working through to about midday, 1 p.m., then that's sort of when I can get into my creative states. And then sort of afternoon, I'm more productive with more like admin type roles. And there's actually a book and some research out around this concept, in identifying when is the best time for individuals to be working and being creative versus being administrative. And it's different for every individual. So that was one thing. Obviously the pay rate had to meet certain requirements. I also looked at it from a ability and skill set. So what can I bring to the organization? What can I add? Where can I add value? One of my key values is always learning, always growing, which is also Bee Ninjas value. And that's, was very important to me because I know that I have some gaps in my knowledge and my skill set. And this is the hardest thing definitely with a marketing role, because marketing is such a broad, world to be in. And there are so many skill sets that you can learn. And we talked about this, when I was going for my interview, is there's so much you can learn. Like I could literally spend a year just learning SEO, right? But is that what we need right now? And it's something that I'm willing to invest in and develop as a skill set with the understanding that there are other areas that are more pertinent to the business that I can support right now, right? And so they were kind of the key criteria for the situation I wanted to work within. And I realized that there wasn't going to be on the job hunt face, it wasn't going to be easy, let's just find roles that fit that criteria, because a lot of these roles are not defined that way. In many cases, you have to negotiate and you have to create the roles with the organization that you work with. So I was actually looking more from a strategic point of view at, was the organization willing to sort of evolve with me, with the understanding that that evolution would actually help the organization in the long term.
Yeah, great answer. So if another business owner was listening to this podcast and they were going through a hiring process and they had a range of candidates, and some have run their own business before and have some of that entrepreneurial spirit, but for personal reasons, they've decided that it aligns with their personal goals to go and work for another business, what would you say would be some of the advantages, or why would a small business owner hire someone that has those entrepreneurial capabilities?
So this is a great question, and it relates to two things. It relates to the capabilities that the organization is looking for to bring in-house, and it also relates to the risk profile of the organization itself, right? Because when you're hiring an entrepreneur, I know we had this conversation in our interview, hiring an entrepreneur inherently brings risk with it, because entrepreneurs have, you know, whether it's side hustles or ideas and things they want to explore, you know, there's always like 10 ideas in their mind that they could explore. And so the way that I would go about it working with an organization, if I were to, you know, to advise here, would to say, look, you